Love and Light, Daily 47. I'm Brother Robert.
I'm Marissa.
I'm Shayna.
I'm Brother D, man.
Doing our thing for Jesus tonight, Daily 47. Oh, we're live, we're hot. We're going everywhere. We're streaming. We're on all the platforms. I see it popping up all the windows.
How's everybody doing tonight?
I'm going to start my chatterbait. Fantastic. Every night, drinking some homemade ginger ale. I believe that's what it's called.
That is what it's called.
Oh, yes. I got it right.
That's what it's called.
I was correct.
With the fancy vanilla bean accents, too.
Yeah. Very fancy. And free.
Fancy
free.
Fancy free.
We're blaming Alton Brown.
Alton Brown.
Carefree and fancy, fancy free.
Hell yeah.
Alton Brown. Shout out to Alton Brown. Great chef. Yeah. Love Alton Brown.
Everybody loves that guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Mini Rob. We got Mini Rob in the building, too, baby. Mini Rob is in the building.
I'm gonna smoke. Y'all wanna smoke some weed?
Yeah, y'all do.
We can't really
thing.
Listen to music. We kept getting taken down for that shit. The music thing was a no go. Like, no copyrighted music. YouTube is hitting hard on that one.
I thought we had the list of like.
We do of not copyrighted music.
All not right. Copyrighted beats.
10-4. The last time we did a pull up, rapping. But I was using.
Oh, YouTube had shouted us about that.
Yeah, about music. Yeah, YouTube's really protective over copyright stuff. Really protective. Your cat Marissa is a.
Yeah, man. He wants to be on the podcast. He gets really excited when we start talking.
Yeah, he does.
He wants to join in.
So it's a problem to listen to music.
Yeah, because it's copyrighted. Oh, Marissa, you're using the wrong audio device here. It's okay. Let's feed in the correct hole. Right here.
That's what she said.
Crap. It's not going to... Well, yeah, it'll work. Unmute. Yeah, this is YouTube safe. Don't know if it's Twitch safe.
Ooh. It's safe.
What happens if it's not? They make you take the...
We don't get no fuck.
Yeah.
We don't get no fuck. We gonna still turn up.
Yep.
We don't get no fuck.
There you go. Would that give you the honors, my friend?
No sure.
We don't get no fuck. We gonna still turn up. Sipping out my cup. And it's double. Me and Rob, Marissa, and Shayna, we bout to trouble. Nigga, play with us, we gon' bust em. Old school Chevy, same color, peanut butter. Hold up, hold up. Pull up, pull up. Rob, roll up, roll up. Smoke it up, smoke it up. Eat up in the sky. Play with me. Somebody gon'. Hold up, hold up. Hold up, hold up. Pull up, pull up. Taste that, taste that. Everybody, just hit it.
Oh, were you gonna call JoJo?
Oh, I just smelled it, and that was intense. I am gonna try it, though.
That's that apple crown.
Oh.
Crown.
That stuff smells strong.
That stuff is delicious.
Smooth. Cool.
Here, you want some of this?
I'm good with that.
California weed is California weed is intense.
Really?
Yeah, high intensity stuff, I understand. It's all good.
Oh, y'all, oh, y'all, ooh, in California shit.
Yeah. California
weed is the shit.
Oregon now.
Raw represent Cali, baby, to the max.
Oh, yeah.
To the maximum.
See if my mom answers. Call her up real quick.
What time is it?
It's 9:30.
It's 11 now, though.
Same time. So it's good. She's the one person that leaves her Skype on. Because nobody else does that.
Dude, some people act like they've never heard of Skype, even though it's been around for 20 years.
Right. Everybody heard of Skype.
Yeah. Right. It's like everyone's heard of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I was thinking of that Jesus is just all right with me song for our dear friend out there.
Because your Jewish ex-boyfriend dedicated that song. And you're trying to tell him about Jesus. And he said, I think of the song Jesus is just all right with me.
And that's what I think. It's too funny. I'm sorry. It's not what I think.
God is great.
That makes me want to listen to that song.
God is great. It's a great song.
YouTube police will catch you.
I know, exactly.
YouTube police.
The YouTube police come after people hot.
Everyone go listen to it on your...
Yeah, I was thinking about trying to pull up like a remix version or something, but then it wouldn't be the same song, and it just loses its purpose. I was thinking, Jesus is just all right with me. Jesus is just all right. Oh, yeah. I know the song.
There
Jesus,
we go. Well,
he's my friend.
Hey, you know, Raw got a little rock star in him. Hey, you know that? Raw got a little rock star in him. He feeling this up tonight. Do it, Raw.
Yep, wish I had a backtrack.
I kind of do appreciate that song, especially like, Jesus. Just all right. You
know? Wow.
Yeah, it depends on the context, I suppose.
Yeah.
Depends on the
context. It ain't. It don't depend on the context. God is great. That's just ain't no opinion. He thinks he's all right. Some people think he's all right. Some people don't think he ain't shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Then you got people like me think he everything.
Damn. Because some people think God ain't shit.
Everybody got their own. That's crazy. That's life, though.
That's crazy.
But God already know that. That's why he came and died. He know everybody ain't going to believe. He know some people it's going to take long for them to believe.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Some a lot longer than others. A lot longer than others.
But shit, I ain't believe at one point.
Me neither.
I knew him, but shit. Mm-hmm. But my lifestyle told me I ain't believe. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't believe until, 4 months ago? I think June. June of this year. Became a believer instantly.
Right. Instant a real believer.
Oh, yeah.
All in that believer.
100%.
You know? Everybody got their day. You know what I'm saying? Everything we go through in life, it changed our mind. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it's okay. God said we got to love everybody.
God is good.
Right.
NPR silence is also pretty cool.
NPR silence.
Sheena is a very great person, man.
Fantastic cook, too.
I ain't lying. Like, I ain't never had nobody play with my nipples the way Sheena played with my nipples.
wait, did that happen?
Yeah, and those nipple tassels are wild.
You wouldn't let me you nipple tassels, okay?
Because we had a mutual contract, and you ain't signed your part.
What was my part? What?
You know, if you don't remember, Dan, it's just what it
is. No, I remember that. I remember you didn't want any nipple tassels.
I told you I would do it if
you see the screen still?
Yeah.
But
if I did it?
Yeah, you suppose.
Oh, yeah, I did say that. That's maybe real. That might have happened.
I believe I was there to witness it. I could testify. I could offer testament. I may have been sitting in my chair at that time. Hey, we got in the chat. Wolfgang J, God didn't die. Jesus died for us. Ha ha. I am God, as all of you.
Right. We are all gods.
Yep.
Psalms 82.
Well, let's hear it.
You want me to read it?
Psalms 82.
Oh, okay. Guess we can read it.
Psalms 82.
Absolutely.
I'll never find any.
I'll find
it. He can... Brother D can find it, or I can find it.
Yeah, you can go ahead, bro.
Oh, I don't mind. I
prefer the internet Bible.
You can pull it up on the internet, too, if you want.
There's a huge bong.
Oh, I can move it. out of the way. We could all go on the hunt here. 82, you said, friend?
Yeah, verse 6.
Got it. I'm there.
It say, I say you are gods. You are all children of the Most High. We say we are all gods, but we're children of the Most High God.
Yep. This is my sentence. Gods you may be, sons all of you of a high God, yet you shall die as men die. Princes fall, every one of them, and so shall you.
All right.
Yep.
Shout out to, what you say his name was?
Wolfgang J.
Wolfgang J, man. Shout out to you, man. God bless you, man. Love.
Shout out.
They look forward to sell, man. You know, everybody on here, they can be themselves. You know what I'm saying?
You can call in 509-878-3229. If you wanted to call in.
Everybody's opinion matters.
Everybody.
Everybody different. Your idea, the way you think, ain't nothing wrong with that. Man. Everybody different. Only God can judge you.
Thanks for the follow, friend. Don't know why the Batman thing didn't pop up, but... Oh, because it's off center. What the hell? I could fix that right now. How'd that happen?
I swear those stream element boxes float around.
I don't know what I'm doing at this point. Oh, yeah, my bad. I gotta use logic there. There we go. Yeah, let me move that box down. There we go. Stream overlay. Put it back. There we go. Man. No, just fixing some technical stuff.
What we looking like in the chat room?
Shh, nothing.
What do you mean nobody wants to hang out with?
We got to do it on a more regular schedule. That's the problem. Once we report in, then people will come in. It's just random stuff, yeah. Random times. So it's hard, and Marissa gets real stressed about committing to times, which is understandable. She's a college professor of chemistry. Very stressful career.
And my schedule changes.
And her schedule changes.
Oh, somebody says, hey.
Somebody said, hey, what's up, Jeremy? What's up, dude? We used to work together. How you doing, man?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, how you doing? He's the one that made those pallet chairs for his daughter. Those were sick, dude.
Oh, that's
I told
awesome.
My wife about those. She's like, yeah, you got to get useful and make shit. I'm like, no, whoa, calm down there. Calm down there, honey. Calm down there. Don't
Dude, pallet furniture sounds awesome.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome.
At least we have a couch now, thanks to Costco. Unlike last year in Ellensburg. Well, it was a wise decision since we ended up moving.
Wait, you even got your couch at Costco?
Oh, well, I buy everything but my weed from Costco. Are you kidding me? Costco is the bomb.
Okay.
I am obsessed with Costco. I get my tires from Costco. I love Costco.
Hey, man, let's go to Costco.
Yeah, let's go to Costco every day. It's my spot. When they have free samples, it's the best place to be. That's the reason to go. Every day, if they have samples, you get burritos. You're good to go.
But that's not a
we
thing.
We used to have a Discord, but that's way too much effort. Too many barriers.
We've thought about it, Wolfgang J. We used to have one. And it might still be alive. It's called a Discord. It's his application. It's really cool.
I totally rage deleted that.
It's better than Skype. And it's more group oriented, but people, it's just, it's a lot to manage.
Yeah.
And my manager, I don't know where Pookie's at. I haven't seen him in a minute.
You got a manager named Pookie.
Mm-hmm.
No, you ain't seen him in a minute.
That's funny.
Wait, you can join our Discord.
I've got Discord right here, dude. It's healthytalkshow.com/Discord.
Or just use, don't we have commands still?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Use the commands. The exclamation point Discord. Yeah. Use that command.
I need you to mouse.
Hold on, dude.
That.
I know we're on one computer now. This is crazy.
Now we're fighting.
Here's the Healthy Talk Show right here. Bunk. Yeah, I don't want to show the, I got like a lot of porn on here. Gotta be careful, Discord. There's a lot of porn on here.
A lot of porn?
On Discord, it's possible.
Oh yeah, that's true.
It's true. Really? It's true. Actually, yeah, you get porn on there.
That happened to my class.
To her class, yeah. So yeah, here's a Healthy Talk Show Discord right here. We got this. We're in business.
Good job.
We're in business.
Thank you, Jet. You figured it out.
We're in business.
Jet is smart.
Now I just got to figure out how to do, crap, what's my output device again, Marissa? I always forget. Oh, it's this one. Input device, what's my input? Shite. What the fudge is the input?
I forget, because you...
Oh, yeah. I can't run Skype and Discord at the same time.
So, you can.
Oh, I can't.
Yes, you can.
Can you fire up potato or no?
I could fire up potato, but no. It'll crash everything.
Yeah, we ain't crashing nothing.
We ain't crashing nothing tonight.
We crashing is cars.
Yeah, that's all we do.
Head onto a building.
Yeah, call us old school style, man.
Yeah, it's called 509-878-3229. Hit us up. We got a telephone. Type the telephone number into the chat.
Still got to get over there.
Oh, no. We'll put on the screen. Yeah. Put it back on the screen. Quit Discord. Discord sucks. I said it here first. Discord sucks. Not a fan. It's cool. For what it works, whatever it does. Can you hold my bong for me? Oh, no, I'll put it on the table. If anyone wants weed, please let me know. Mm-hmm. Call us. Text. Here we go. Oh, oops.
Hotkeys.
Hotkeys.
Good thing.
Bible. Bible.
Good thing the Bible covered up all the porn.
Perfect. Yes. That's what we do.
No, you can see them numbers.
Yep, that's our phone number.
My great, 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 great grandma can see them. Yeah, numbers. What did it say, Shannon?
Oh, crap.
What did it say? What did the numbers say?
509.
579. No, you can't see. You blind on the motherfucker.
8,
you
seven,
said 579. It's 50.
You nine. Said 7. 7-8-3-2-2-9.
That organ weed kicking in.
Also, I think the edibles I had earlier.
Oh, well, yeah. You want some more? You want some California edibles?
No.
They're sticky.
So.
They're real sticky.
That's what real I have said
sticky.
Right now.
They're real sticky.
California.
I should log into my Facebook. I got Facebook.
Man, we visited an Oregon dispensary just to, you know, to look. It was
disappointing. Expensive.
Yeah, I was really disappointed by the edible selection.
Nope, no notifications. Okay.
I don't go to too many dispensaries.
I could edit that, I suppose.
You don't? Oh, you don't know.
Yeah, you don't need to.
Yeah.
You the reason why the dispensary got the shit. Maybe when Machine and the dispensary had the shit.
Yeah, behind the scenes.
Yep.
Yeah. Plenty of money.
Hero.
Yeah. I'm an essential worker, you know?
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah, I'll medicine.
I'll smoke to that. It bothers a lot of people that I smoke on camera. That's why I do it on camera even more.
Really? Just to annoy people?
People call me out on it all the time.
Wait, you do
that's the one thing.
Just to annoy people?
That's the one thing I get. That's the one thing I get called out on is the smoking. People always tell me, should you be smoking on camera? I say, yeah, why not?
Why not? Like,
yeah, it's legal.
It don't matter if it was legal or not.
Yes.
This your camera. This your show.
Yeah.
Smoke on this motherfucker. What? You don't like that I smoke on my shit. Why somebody else's shit?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Stop being judgmental. You know what I'm saying? I hope let's do something that's not right. Yeah, man, if you want to look at it like that.
True.
Right is right, wrong is wrong.
Yep.
I'm drinking on this motherfucker. Apple Crown.
Ooh.
Double nice. Cup. Taste that.
Oof. All right, I'm going to do it again.
Double cup.
It'll be really
Ooh.
Fun.
Here we go.
Shayna fine as hell too.
Ooh.
Yeah, dress on one day. Ooh. Yeah, you.
Yeah, Halloween.
See? We remember that shit.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I was here. I was there. I was witnessing.
I wore a dress on Halloween.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, it's the fuck you did.
The green dress?
No.
Okay. A dress on Halloween.
It was a black dress.
Yep.
Oh yes, I did.
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
I was feeling really feminine because I don't know, just being Samhain and like I don't know. a full moon.
Didn't have a thing
yeah,
going
I really was feeling really feminine. So damn. That was man, fun for like a day.
I thought she was going to do the nipple thing that day, but she was on the bullshit.
Man.
Oh, you want? Okay.
Yeah.
It'll happen. It'll happen.
Yeah, you said that shit.
Live on Daily 47.
We'll make some nipple tassels.
Live on Daily 47.
No, we ain't doing none of that.
Do I need to go get my crop supplies? Is that what we need to do here?
We just awesome. Found a bunch of glue sticks in the basement, so we're ready for
nipple tassels. Yeah, with my obnoxious glue gun.
Next time we're going to use your obnoxious
one. It might melt your shit, though.
And that's kind of the point.
Might melt a titty.
Might melt a titty.
Might melt a titty. That'd be awful.
We need OSHA on this scene.
Yeah, I've dealt with OSHA a lot.
Yeah,
it goes good on my resume. People are really impressed by that shit.
Safety is my favorite.
OSHA certified. We were Golden Gate certified. Golden Gate.
Did you all know there's abandoned mines and abandoned mine camps all over the place out here?
No.
Wow, in Southern Oregon where we're at? That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. What? Abandoned mines.
What that mean?
Where they mine for stuff in the ground, like
mine shafts.
Yeah, like, for gold even.
That's
there's,
awesome.
Like there's tons of gold claims and stuff, but there's like tons of mines and stuff and abandoned camps like out in the woods.
You keep going off mic. You keep drifting.
I'm drifting.
You're drifting and lifting. You move your chair forward a little bit too.
I haven't been out there. I haven't found any yet, but it's definitely on my list. For it? Yeah, I'm going to. It's on my agenda.
When are you
going to
take me? I want to go with
you. You want to go?
Yeah, we'll go.
Let's plan this.
Yeah, when are you going to go?
Yeah, we'll go.
Digging for gold. I'm going.
We could stream it. We could do Daily 47 out in the mine shaft.
Wow, that would be cool. And actually, there's also a missing person, and they recovered her car close to where I want to go and find an abandoned mine camp.
Let's do it.
But we could also like maybe go find a missing person. Oh, we're at it.
Yeah, we'll be heroes. That'd be awesome.
Find a body.
Yeah, but actually, that's much more likely. I ain't trying to find a missing person.
Like, you know where I come from. You find a missing person, your ass going down. I'm just talking.
Wait, I thought the Bible spoke against mining, though.
We're not going to be mining. We're just going down the mine shafts. The Bible, God definitely said don't mine. Yeah, that's like in the Old Testament. That's like the beginning of the book.
He said, "No what?
No mining.
No, like, mining?
No one could no take anything from the earth. People shouldn't be taking shit from the earth. Mm. Like mining for gold and stuff. And they started doing that crap.
Whoops.
Didn't the Bible also say not to eat shrimp or something too?
Maybe. Remember, Jesus came to change all that around to fix all that. That's why if you forget about Jesus, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure. Because you're trying to follow a bunch of weird and distorted things you don't understand." I smoke a lot of weed. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Yeah. Like the Old Testament. Like that's what was going wrong. Like they were doing shit wrong. And they weren't doing it right for God. And then Jesus came back and basically tried to lay out three commandments. Love God. Love your neighbor. Love thyself. And they were like asking, like, what about your enemies? And you don't have any enemies. You know, something simple like that. Who's your enemy? Love everyone. God's the judge. He's the only one who can make that determination.
Yeah. It also mentions how people cannot provide enough sacrifice to God to make up for all their sins.
Yeah.
So that, again, explains the need for Jesus.
And that's why Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is upon us. That's why he said that a lot.
So wait, what am I supposed to feel guilty about?
Not you, necessarily. I'm not supposed to feel guilty.
Then what would I repent from? If I'm guilty from anything, what do I need to repent from?
But you need to well, I'm not saying you need
it's
to
about, it's repent is just about worshiping God, you know?
Yep.
And that's how you say do it, you know what I'm saying? He said, don't do this, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? So you sin, you repent in his name. You showing that you believe in him. It ain't about you feeling guilty. It's about being submissive and worshiping God. You know, God said, anybody believe in son is saved. But it ain't about no sin, because the son died for the sin. It's just about believing in him, believing in the cross. Just when you repent and get on your knees and say, God, I know I did this wrong, this, da, 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 that's in the Bible, that's the word, that's God. So you worshiping him, you submitting to him, you know, let him know you believe in him. It's about you, about your sin and you feeling guilty. It's about worshiping God. It's about glorifying him with your lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Repent, you know. Yeah. We sin, all of us sinning right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And we believers.
Yep.
But it's about, God said, do it like this, so shit, I'm going to do it like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a lot of people get caught up on, well, why? Can't ask God why. Because he might ask you, well, how much the earth weigh? Then you like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like when your mama tell you to do something, just do what the fuck she tell you to do. You know what I'm saying? It ain't, well, why? But your mom say, go in there and clean up. Why? Nah, you ain't gonna say that. You gonna go clean up. You feel me?
Do you know what part of my problem is? If God were to ask me how much does the earth weigh, I'd probably start running some calculations. I'm like, all right, well, the earth's crust is so thick, and you know, the average dust has some, you know, some certain density. Like, you could figure out mathematically a rough estimate, you know, if you know the core is iron, that has a certain density as well. So that's how I would probably piss off God.
Yeah,
sure. I wouldn't have the exact answer, obviously. Only God knows the exact answer.
What would your error of margin
you would
be?
A bazillion?
I don't know. I'd have to look at the actual numbers.
Think of a number. Yeah. I can't even count that.
Yeah. No way, Marissa.
See, I'd have too much fun. It would take me like...
It's not fun.
You're like ready to grab a notebook right now.
The definition of fun.
Yeah.
It's not.
I have issues. I'm like, yeah, let's
do some math.
You got to dance. That's a definition of fun.
Why else do you have estimation, not answers random questions like that?
That's great.
Ooh, Pretty Boy, DJ Ooh. Freedom. Pretty Boy.
Ooh. Go ahead. Uh-oh, we got Sheena on the track.
Yeah, okay.
We got Sheena on the track, baby. I ain't know Sheena can rap.
Oh, yeah, she can for sure.
I cannot rap.
100%.
You rapping now?
What would give you the idea that I could rap?
She can skate.
Yeah, that's
she's a skater.
We can pull up your skating videos.
That's about it.
If she can skate, then she can rap. Ain't no doubt about it.
I was actually looking at some skating videos, and I twerked on the opposing jammer mid jam one time, and it was pretty funny actually.
So if you can twerk, you can definitely rap. Then that's what I got from that.
I see what I'm saying? There you go, real support.
Yeah, you strengthened his case with that. Yeah.
Put her ass on the
glass. I'll rap after you rap, Marissa.
Okay, now we got. Ooh. Okay, here we go. Marissa can rap.
Marissa listens to Migos.
Oh, I don't know.
What did I do?
I'm the biggest square right now, though.
She can rap.
Yeah.
I don't speak something real.
Can't think of anything.
It'd be too hard.
What about you? Do you rap?
I don't rap.
You don't rap?
Nah, I can't
rock
rap.
And rap. Rock and rap too.
I rock.
You can rock rap.
Let's get another song going.
Play that back.
Now we need something.
We got this song called The True Messiah right here.
Okay, let's see the time much. It got to be fine.
It's also under mood romantic, so I'm not. Not
romantic mood song.
Jesus in the house, true Messiah. Jesus in the house.
Ooh. Jesus in the house. Jesus in the house. We got Jesus in the house.
Yeah, where's that Bible passage? About the curves.
The curves.
I got the curves. You want to hear about curves?
Yeah, we
got
to wrap this shit.
Y'all
want to
hear about curves?
I got some curves. I got some curvy stuff for you.
Jesus in the house. Jesus in the house. We got Jesus in the house.
Hey, here, let me see this shit.
Right there.
Wait. Wrap up. Is it going to be sexy?
Oh, yeah.
We have promised sexy Bible passages.
Oh, we got Nate. We got.
You want me to read it?
Oh, the you got to wrap it. You got to wrap it.
Oh, you're going to wrap?
You got to wrap it,
oh,
man.
Oh, fuck. That's okay.
You okay. Got to wrap it.
I was just going to read it romantically.
You got to wrap it.
You got to wrap it.
Jesus in the house.
Yeah.
Your navel is a rounded goblet. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your belly is a heap of wheat.
Yeah.
Fenced in the lily. Jesus in the house.
Jesus is in the
house. I got off beat.
Jesus is in the house.
I'm a bad rapper.
How's that? You're doing great.
Great.
Keep going. Don't
read.
Stop.
Just pick lines and read them.
Yo, wait. You rap. Nah, Sheena, you got to rap.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You're the singer. You got to. That's why you're
Song of Songs. Song of Songs.
I didn't think that Marissa was really going to come.
Song of Songs.
It don't matter.
I got to get cake.
Crawl under the table, dude.
Nah, whoa.
Uh-oh.
Ow, bow, whoa.
Cake time.
You right, cake. It's time for you to take the mic. Your turn.
Taketh the mic.
I have a microphone.
Right, rap.
Right here.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I can't do it.
You made a contract with Marissa.
Yeah, and see, I'm breaking the contract. Marissa will forgive me, though.
Oh,
Marissa
absolutely. Marissa's all about forgiveness. Jesus do? What would Jesus do?
Shout out to Sheena, man. Contract broken.
I did not think that Marissa was really going to come through on that.
I didn't think so either. I was shocked. Surprised.
Big 47. Daily 47 TV. You never know what's going to happen on Daily 47.
Never know. It's a zoo around here.
Zoos.
You come back tomorrow for another episode? Friday night, that'd be a hot one. Friday night episode would be a hot episode. Oh, wait, but you're working, so.
I'm working tomorrow.
Yeah, you're all working. Damn it. Everyone works.
Who working tomorrow?
Me.
Not me. I ain't going to work tomorrow.
I'm going
to. I'm not working tomorrow.
All right.
I'm not going back to work
I'm
Monday.
I'm telling myself it's going to be 7 a.m.
That's good. Well, you can come back. What time you get off, though? It's currently 9 p.m.
I have no idea.
Get off past 9 p.m.?
No.
And come over here and do the Daily 47.
It's possible, but unlikely.
Make you an espresso?
Tempting.
Yeah.
Man, Sheena is not coming over tomorrow.
Damn it.
It's simple.
Yep.
I mean, it's
every
not
time
impossible.
She say it's likely,
yeah,
but it's impossible, she don't come.
Yep, I know.
Every
I know.
Time.
Yeah, at
every
least
time.
I don't make promises I won't keep.
Shit, you just
like
signed
I
a contract.
Just did.
You signed
like
a contract. Bush your ass.
Damn.
That was a that one wasn't a promise.
We man, didn't even, like, she was on
fake hands or pinky promise or anything.
Hey, when we took my Bible back, you're holding off.
Like,
it's beautiful.
What do I do with it?
Beautiful. Read it. So beautiful.
Thing with words.
This is a Song of Songs, chapter 7. How beautiful are your sandaled feet, O prince's daughter. The curves of your thighs are like jewels, the work of a skilled craftsman. Your navel is a rounded goblet that shall want for spiced wine. Your belly is a heap of wheat, fenced in by lilies. Your two breasts are like two fawns, twin fawns of a gazelle. Your neck is like a tower of ivory. Your eyes are the pools of Heshbon, beside the gate of the crowded city. Your nose is like towering Lebanon that looks towards Damascus. You carry your head like a caramel. Like caramel, not a camel. I'm dyslexic. Like caramel. The flowing hair on your head is lustrous black. Your tresses are braided with ribbons. How beautiful, how embracing you are, my loved one, daughter of delights. You are stately as a palm tree, and your breasts are the clusters of dates. I said I will climb up into the palm to grasp its fronds. May I find your breasts like clusters of grapes on the vine, the scent of your breath like apricots, and your whispers like spiced wine, flowing smoothly to welcome my caresses, gliding down through lips and teeth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just heard the best part.
That was kind of sexy, but I feel like it like started off strong and then,
oh yeah,
and then it just kind of like kept going on with like these more awkward like statements.
It keeps going,
you know, like, oh really, okay,
oh, yeah.
Stately, it's like a palm tree, is that a compliment?
A date? I love dates. Like, date. Have you ever had a date shake?
No, I haven't.
Oh
man,
you ain't never been on a date?
I've never. I thought this was a date.
It is. It's a long time too.
Yeah, what's a date shake?
Date? Do you know what a date is?
Yeah, it's a fruit.
Yeah, you're familiar with them? Have you had it?
Yeah.
Have you had them raw?
Probably.
Yeah, in shake form, it's just that in a shake. It's delicious.
Put it in a shake with what, like milk?
Yeah.
Oh, and ice cream.
And ice cream. And it tastes very caramelly, because those things are kind of caramelly.
Okay. Yeah, those things are thick, so that then, shake is thick.
In the desert down there, Palm Desert, down like Indio and Thermal, mm-hmm. down in Southern California, they have like 10 different varieties of dates, and they grow them crazy out there. Okay. It's a huge date growing area. Random. In the middle of the desert.
Yeah, that is random.
It's an oasis for dates.
I think I actually have driven through there.
Yeah, definitely stop off and get a date shake. Highly mm-hmm. recommend it. You'll see signs for that. If you see a date shake, like stop off and get that.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll keep
freaking
that in mind.
Delicious.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Easy. Easy.
It doesn't sound that great.
It doesn't. I know. It's crazy.
It doesn't sound right.
A date shake. That shit is like the sugar.
So
it's
delicious.
It's like...
Here, I'll pull.
Almost like a malt, but then not, because the sugar's like obviously completely different. Also have to put the cake back in the oven.
How long have we been on here, man? How long have we been on here?
36 minutes.
Damn. Been on this mother. 6 hours. We went to the mother. Yeah. To the cornfield.
So many places can claim.
We went to Walmart.
Or beach and Laguna Beach.
We went to the mines.
Months when the wonderful friend from Egypt.
Oh yeah, California. Egypt. Very big in Egypt.
It's an an Egypt thing.
Egyptian, yeah.
Of water,
yeah.
In the microwave.
It's why it grows in the desert. I'm trying to find the date itself. I don't know where the date shake is. Okay, my bad. Just me being high.
Yeah. Too damn high.
Too damn high.
Robin is put the beat back on. That was dude.
Oh yeah, beat back on.
Put the beat back on.
Beat back on.
We gonna goddamn get some out of Sheena ass. She signed a contract.
What?
Ooh. Ooh. There go Sheena. Oh. You ain't get away. Sheena
yes,
thought she
I
got away.
Did.
No, you didn't. She signed a contract. She thought Marissa. See, she ain't know Marissa. She ain't know Marissa was tank. She thought Marissa was a swell from Delaware.
Yeah, I expect you to uphold her end of the bargain.
I did not gate. Sign a contract.
Big 47.
We yes. got it on video.
I did not shake anyone's hand.
We got witnesses. You got a podcast. This is on YouTube. This is on Facebook, Twitch, podcast, Spotify. It's going to be on Spotify. It's been on Spotify.
Ooh. This shit sound like some Hawaiian, Cuban type shit. And you smoking all that mushroom weed. I know you can rap.
I've never rapped in my life.
Me either.
That's a lie.
You told a lie.
I did too. Actually, my go-to karaoke song is Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Not going to lie, but...
Okay, let's do it. Let me hear it.
Oh, man, that'd be hot. I wonder if I can find a backtrack for that.
Oh, God.
Sheena go
You're gonna
rap.
Get kicked off. The YouTube police is gonna find
no,
you.
No, we ain't. Cause Sheena go rap on top of that shit. And it don't matter, they can't copyright this.
Why are y'all peer pressuring me to rap?
Oh shit. See what I'm saying? Now I went from contract to peer pressure. Nah, I'm wrong. I'm gonna leave you alone.
Why don't you do some karaoke for me?
No, I ain't signed no contract. Especially now with your
Neither did I. Neither did I.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't sign a contract.
Yeah.
You're right. You okay. All right.
I'm going to stop. This is going to be hot.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm gonna stop.
Are you going to go for this?
No, I'm not going for this.
Oh, you're not going for this?
No, the YouTube police are going to come. The YouTube police are going to come. Turn it off. The YouTube police are going to hear it. There's a copyright.
She's so fine.
Now this is a story all about how Shayna got on a podcast. I'd like to take a minute to sit right there. How Shayna is here on in a town
the 47 Bel Air
with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Get me.
Amen. That was great.
We at least didn't break the 30-second rule on that one.
Do
oh,
it.
It's the 30 seconds.
Marissa turned up in here tonight, baby.
Bam, Marissa.
We got the queen in here.
Dang.
We got our friend Sheena, baby. They doing their thing. She ain't gonna. No.
Hey, thankfully, you can call in. You can call in a Daily 47 on your phone and just join the phone.
Yeah.
On Skype. Yeah, you can video in. Yeah, that'd be high tech. What do you think about that?
I think that'll never happen.
What?
Goodness.
This has been great.
This is an awesome podcast.
Yeah.
This is great.
Right up there with the mom show. That was
up there with the mom show.
That's what I was
with
hoping.
The mom show. Mama be tent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have mama on with Shayna.
We get her on this weekend.
She don't play. We'll have some big boy conversation. We get on there with mama.
Yep.
Yeah.
We ain't doing none of this.
Hell.
Should be serious.
Mom keeps you on topic, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she keeps us.
Yeah, we got to bring topics, Marissa. You need to bring topics.
Need to bring topics.
Is the ginger still on the stove right now?
Yeah, it is.
Is it fine?
Oh, yeah, there's still water in there.
Okay.
And I got an alarm for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, the house to catch fire, you got a window behind you. You got to jump, roll. Yeah.
I was thinking that we could have freaking people come up through the window and like do drive-through podcasting, you know, because it's a perfect place. It's look about this. This window's open.
Hell no.
Are we doing COVID testing as
COVID
well?
Podcasting. How about COVID podcasting?
We doing the busting head. Yeah, man.
You want to read some more Bible, Marissa? There's some verses you'd like to read.
Yeah, do we have other hot passages?
Wait,
like that?
Well, that one was kind of sexy. I kind of want to remember it just in case somebody else makes me read the Bible
Song
again.
Of Songs.
Sure.
Song of Songs 7.
You want to hear a sexy?
Song of Song. Yeah, that's what I requested. I wanted sexy Bible passages.
Song of Songs 7.
Song of Songs 7.
So you want more sexy Bible passages?
Yeah, that's your new favorite.
Gotta hang out.
But like, is there any more like that?
I'm saying, what you want to hear about, though? Like what in the Bible you want
to
hear about?
Yeah, what would you like to know?
Oh, I'm saying, what you want to hear about? Like, anything you think of in life, what you want to hear about?
In the Bible?
Yeah, it's in the Bible. Whatever you
sexiness.
We can go to the Garden of Eve with that. Eve.
Yeah, bust out.
The first woman.
Yeah,
right. That's there. Sexiness.
That's sexiness.
Yeah, man needed something. He was
crazy.
Adam was running through the woods, killing bears, lions,
bare hands.
Guys, I gotta get this nigga something. And he sent him Eve, and Eve tricked his ass.
Yeah. Yes, she did.
For real. Eve got it. That pussy.
And so was the downfall of man for the rest of history.
Damn,
yeah. I went the downfall.
Not the downfall. Companion.
It's got to go out and fight.
Yeah. Figure it out.
Figure it out.
Animals out there, mother. Slapping lions. Thug, bears. Thug, giraffes. Breaking their neck. God was like, oh, hell no. I got to get this nigga something. Put his ass to sleep. Go to sleep. Then came Eve. He fell in love with Eve. He went studying them lines and shit. Whatever he wanted, he did it.
Yeah.
He said, we can bite this apple.
Even ate the damn apple that God told him not to eat.
He went against God for the baby.
Yeah.
That's how life is. Nigga do it every day. God said, still. Soon your good say, we ain't got nothing to eat. What you gonna do about it? And go straight out there and do something you ain't got no motherfucking been. To provide, ain't it, man? And everything.
Yep.
Life. Ain't no finna rap. Dr. B.
Want to look at Genesis? Have you read the book of Genesis in the Bible?
I have read that.
You read the book of Genesis in the Bible?
I read the Bible.
The whole Bible?
The whole Bible.
So why would you ask us about some sexist passages if you read the whole Bible? God damn.
Because it was like a teenager Bible, so I'm sure that they didn't make it that sexy. I want it to be... I want
Hold up, man.
For some real juicy stuff. I'm hoping the Bible somehow has like smut in there.
You need to hang out with us every time.
I would like
the Bible.
Some smutty Bible.
Smutty Bible.
Smutty Bible.
I think it's smutty Bible.
That was a little smutty, that last passage.
Want pictures or what? What do you need?
No, I don't need pictures.
He's looking for a picture Bible?
That was elaborate enough. Maybe if that could just passages like that could be like the whole Bible, I might like it more.
Oh. Oh, you want to hear some freaky shit?
Yeah.
Damn, Shayna freaked that.
Yeah, she wants to watch that. She wants to watch that movie.
I got a Bible I wrote called Brother D. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it is.
Got more alarms going off.
Cake, and it's also back on the ginger.
Oh, crap.
What time it is?
We're at 45 minutes.
Oh, we doing good. We got 2 minutes.
We got two more minutes. Everyone's bouncing. Yeah, we got 2 minutes.
Y'all gonna be gone. It's gonna be over. By the time
yeah, it'll be over. Woo, man. Damn, be careful. Be careful.
Man, and you trying to take me out of the game, man.
Acrobatic over here.
Drop the beat. Oh.
Drop the mic.
Drop the beat. I'm finna drop the mic.
We gotta secure these motherfuckers. Damn, my bad. Sorry about that. All right, man. You know. Just put it on the floor if you want. It's all good, dude. Just put it on the floor. All right. All right. Thank you, man.
Got 2 minutes.
This is live on the podcast. Dropping mics. Drop them like they're hot.
What do they want?
Yeah, that's hot. Oh, that's better, man. Just have it in your hand like that. That's badass. Oh, yeah. That's clean, dude. That's clean.
I be doing that all the time.
Yeah.
Right, crazy. Better. Hey, crazy.
Yep.
Glory to God, man. We enjoyed the night, man. You know, thank God. Daily 47.
Daily 47.
Get daily right. God.
Yep.
Daily Jesus.
Every day.
Thankful to the people we had that came, asked questions in the chat, man. Thank y'all too, man.
Yep, thank you so much.
Y'all opinions matter the most.
We're trying to hammer down a time. It's hard to do. Working people.
Monday, though.
What's that? I ain't going to work till. Oh, awesome, man. We do a lot of daily 47 then. Do we do it every night? Oh, yeah, we're doing it every night. All right, daily 47. Look for us every day. Getting ready to check off here.
We got chill.
Checking the recording out in a few more seconds. Making it clean at 47 as possible.